Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking time with me today.
Well, thanks for coming to see me, Judy. It's been a while since I've seen you. Like I said, I get to hear you on the radio every day, and it's a pleasure to see you today.
Well, thanks so much for that. We are at Gaylord High School. Chris is the principal here, and you have been for, is it 4 years now?
No, this is my fifth year already. Time has really flown by.
Yes, and you were the choir director here.
Yes, I taught choir here at Gaylord High School and Gaylord Middle School for 7 years before becoming the principal. And then, like I said, I've been the principal here for the last 5 years.
So you wear several hats, and we'll put a couple of those hats on today. One hat we'll put on now is you are the director of the Little Traverse Choral Society, and you have a big concert coming up.
Yes, we do. We are performing our concert for December. We're putting on Schubert's Mass in G as our big selection, and we're working with members of the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra and other musicians to really bring that production to life, along with, I think we have 83 singers singing this season, too.
Who sings in the Little Traverse Choral Society? Who are some of its members? What do they do?
Oh, well, anybody who wants to. That's not the best answer, but it's the right answer. We have people that are retired who've, sung in church choirs their whole life downstate and retired to Northern Michigan. We have high school singers who, think they want to go into music, and really everybody in between. There are a handful of music teachers in the area that come and sing with us. And then there are, like I said, probably the majority of our group are people that have retired to the area.
The group has quite a tradition, doesn't it?
Yes, this is our 30th year. I've only been the director for the past 4 years, but it's been a thriving organization, and we've really seen a lot of growth over the last 4 years. I think my first season we had about 40 to 45 singers, and now I think we're at 83 this season.
Oh, wow, that's nice for you, a good testament to what you do.
Well, and the singers in the group say that, and our board members say that, and, it's hard to disagree, but it's also really important to note that we have a great board of directors and excellent leadership within the group. As a high school principal, I don't have any time to do the organizational stuff for a choral society to make sure that quality performances happen. But between our board and our executive director, I know that I can show up to rehearsal, and all I have to worry about is teaching music and directing, that all the other details are already taken care of for me. And we would not have grown the way we have if we didn't have that leadership.
Oh, that's nice for you and nice for them, too. Tell me a little bit about the program, about the Schubert Mass. Why the Schubert Mass for Christmas?
Well, the Mass is based on the Catholic liturgy of the Mass. I don't know that it's really tied directly to Christmas, although it's obviously religious in nature. Why the Mass? When I was working on my master's degree at Central Michigan University, one of the classes I had to take was Choral Masterworks with Dr. Nina Nash Robertson, and that was one of the pieces that we studied. So I've always kind of had that filed in the back of my mind. If I ever had a group and I had the ability to bring in an orchestra, that's something that I would like to perform. So, in conversations with our music committee, we decided on the Schubert Mass this year, decided to move forward with hiring the musicians for the orchestra to bring it to life. It's going to be wonderful.
So that's kind of a dream come true for you.
It is, and it's not the most challenging choral masterwork, but it really is a beautiful piece of music. There are, we get to feature a soprano, tenor, and bass soloist. We get to feature, like I said, a small orchestra, and really showcase some of the talent that we have up here.
Chris, lately I've been running into folks, talking to folks who have music backgrounds who are doing other things. They've become attorneys, scientists, engineers, researchers, entrepreneurs, and you have that music background, and now you are a high school principal. How did your music background prepare you for this job?
Well, like I said, my master's degree is from Central Michigan University, and it's not in educational administration. It's in choral conducting. Mm-hmm. I set out at the time to get my degree in something that was going to make me better at what I was doing every day. And, really my experiences at CMU led me to be a better teacher, and being a better teacher is what led me to be able to become a high school principal. Without that experience, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I don't know that music led me away, or I don't know that being a school principal led me away from music. I think it was more that music led to me being a better teacher. Being a better teacher led me into administration.
And how is being a principal of a high school with close to 1,000 students, how is that like directing a choir?
Well, I think the way I look at it is that, you know, in a choir room, you have singers who are all there for different reasons. Some of them are, you know, especially speaking to high school singers, some of them know they're going to major in music. Some of them are going to try to make it on Broadway. Some of them are going to sing in their church choir. And some of them, after they graduate, might not ever sing in a choir again. And they all have different reasons for wanting to come to choir. Some of them, like I said, it's because that's what they want to do in the future. Some of them, it's just because that's what they like doing. And when you zoom out and look at a high school population as a whole, every student has different reasons for wanting to be here. And what I found when I was a classroom teacher is that I could have impact on each and every student in my classroom. And one of the reasons I decided to apply for this position when it became available is because I thought that I would be able to then have an impact on each and every kid in our school.
And now you're having an impact not only on the students here at Gaylord High School, but on everyone who sings in the Little Traverse Choral Society.
Yeah, that's true. They're, like I said, they're a wonderful group to work with. Not only, like, I know I've mentioned the leadership on the board, but we also have just outstanding people in the choir. Everyone is kind, not only to me, but to each other. You know, there's no ego in the room. Everyone is there because they love music and they love singing. You know, it's constantly brought up by singers that, you know, in our off season, they will be without singing in the Little Traverse Choral Society until we resume rehearsals in January, and that will feel like they're missing part of their family. You know, our next concert will be in April, and we won't start rehearsing again until the following September. And when we come back, there will be people, many singers, who will make a comment about, oh, it feels so good to be back with my choral society family again.
You know, I've been reading a bit about how singing in a choir literally changes the brain chemistry. It's even different than, you know, singing by yourself in the shower or in the car, but it changes your brain chemistry, that those good chemicals are released that just make you happy and make you feel good.
Yeah, not only that, there's some research out there that shows that when you sing in a choir, your heart rate actually changes, and it's nearly mirrored through everyone in the choir. So, you know, as you work on singing a song, even though there's 83 individuals in the choir, you know, their heartbeats will all be within a couple beats per minute of each other.
Wow, that's amazing. And just think, as the director, you're helping keep people healthy.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way before. You know, in a lot of ways, it's a relaxing way to spend my Tuesday nights. Certainly, there's a lot of time and energy that goes into preparing for a rehearsal. And, you know, if you came to rehearsal and watched me, you probably wouldn't think that there's any way I could leave there feeling relaxed. But I do, you know, even though, it's 2 hours of hard work, you know, I leave rehearsal every Tuesday night with a deep sense of satisfaction.
That's really good to hear. And thank you so much for what you do here at Gaylord High School and also with the Little Traverse Choral Society. Tell us again about the details for the concerts.
So our concert is on, we have two. Our first concert is on Saturday night, December 14th, and that's at the Petoskey United Methodist Church at 7:30. And then our second concert is Sunday the 15th, and that's at the First Presbyterian Church in Harbor Springs at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door. They are $15 for adults, $5 for students, and children under 12 are free.
Chris Hodges, director of the Little Traverse Choral Society and principal at Gaylord High School, you have the best of both worlds.
I think I do. I like to think so.
Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you, Judy. Good to see you.